What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of what I usually call the Sheehan Show, but for one day only, it's the Jimmy Show, as James Gallagher joins me today. James, you're back in Ireland. We were just talking about how cold it is. It must be hitting you to come back and hit the cold after being in Thailand for so long.
I've wore a tracksuit in about 5 months. So now I'm like perishing, freezing, running around my scarves and all. So it is, but I swear to God, you can't beat walking off the plane and taking a good gulp of fresh air. There's nothing like it.
Good to be back at the same time, though. I know you're a big family man, and I every time we see you at a fight week, your mom and your dad are always around and everything. Must be great to be back and to see them and to see all the family.
Adds quality, so it is back into, you know what I mean, into the house again and stuff, and just being back in Strabane, it's good. Do you know what I mean? And my parents are always been with me throughout my whole career and stuff, and been a massive help to me. So a lot of people don't like that, do you know what I mean? But for me, I love coming back. I love spending time with the family, and really motivates me to work hard and push on, you know.
I don't know. I think it's the other way around. I think, like, I don't think a lot of people know that side of you. I know kind of how close to your family you are. And when, you know, we've said that before, I think people do like that. And I think, you know, here's a question for you. I was going to ask you later on, but I'll ask you straight up now to run it. Do you feel like the general, you know, the negative versus positive has turned for you? And it's now where it feels to me like it's way more positive towards you than say it used to be.
Yeah, man, I don't, as I said back then, good or bad, I don't care, man. I mean, me family's good, they all support me, me fucking friends support me, and any other supports always appreciated it and always this, but I just don't pay attention to any of the negatives, you know what I mean? So it's more so, I always seen the positive, and I always seen a bit of the negative and stuff, but I just don't give a fuck what people say about me, do you know what I mean? And that's just the way it's always been. And this is why I'm still, because, so I always felt like before people always like, oh, he's trying to be like this or he's trying to be like that there. And it's going like, I'm fucking 15 years deep doing this. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine to like stop sometime. I'm about to get a little bit of credit. You know what I mean? I can't be just consciously doing something for 15 years. Do you know what I mean? So now, man, I just roll with it, and whatever comes, I embrace it, and just keep shining.
Have you kind of looked at the Ian Garry stuff that's been going on over the last while and kind of thought, like, you know, that was me a while back, you know, people were talking about me and I was the new kid coming up and I was doing this wrong, and what have you talked about?
They were speaking about me like that, though.
What have you taught all of
family.
That? Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I don't know, man. I just let people do their own thing, and do you know what I mean. An opinion's like an arsehole. Everyone has one. Do you know what I mean? So as I say, I don't give a fuck about what the negative things people said about me, and I certainly don't give one fuck what they say about Ian Garry.
have you felt a bit of sympathy for him, though? Like, the way that it's all kind of, you know, everyone's talking about him and everyone is, you know, nitpicking every little bit of thing like they used to do with you.
Not really, man, to be honest. That's the game, and you got to be ruthless. Do you know what I mean? People are ruthless. I don't like bitching and complaining about it. Do you know what I mean? It just brings it on more. So you just got to be a man up to it, and face it head on, and soldier on. Do you know what I mean? People are always going to nitpick about stuff, and people are always going to have problems. But at the end of the day, what kind of shows what kind of person you are, isn't it? And so if you're as ruthless as you be, do you know what I mean? You'll shine out. So we'll see. We'll see how he handles it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I think it's turned for you as well, because you have dealt with it extremely well all along the way, you know? So
that's all you can do, do you know what I mean? Handle it head on and face on, and don't put yourself in bullshit situations. Don't say stupid shit and don't do dumb shit, and things happen as less, do you know what I mean? But if you just carry on being you, doing you, then what can you else can you do? Do you know what I mean? And that's the way I've always been. It's like, I carry on doing me all the time and never change, no matter what anyone's opinion is. And after a while, people kind of see that. Do you know what I mean? Kind of get tired of it. Like, well, that's just him. Do you know what I mean? And it'll be interesting if we can say the same thing about Ian.
It'll be interesting to see. And I know, I think we're all pulling for him and looking forward to it. back to you though. The Jeremy Kennedy fight obviously was supposed to be the one for Belfast. That isn't happening, so it's the Andrew Higo. How, you know, I was looking at it from your side. You're going to featherweight, obviously, in your you had one there in your last fight, and as you said, you're bypassing the whole division to take on Jeremy Kennedy to go to the top. It felt like there was no hesitation from you at all to take that fight. It's a very, very tough fight, but was that your thinking? It's like, I'm just going to go to the top and bypass everyone here.
Yeah, man, I've said it from day one. You know what I mean? My goal is to fight for a world title, and I want to fight the best. And it wasn't, it was like, I was like, when's the Belfast card? Obviously, I'm getting on the Belfast card. I was like, who am I fighting? That was it. Do you know what I mean? They're Jeremy Kennedy, okay. Leandro Higo, okay. Anyone? I don't care. Do you know what I mean? I'm just so like deep into the game now again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got no distractions going on. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I had a lot of injuries, a lot of personal life stuff going on, and now I've got none of that. Do you know what I mean? For the last 7 months, I've just been, my head's been buried in the gym, and since my last fight, and I've had no issues, no injuries, nothing going on except training every day. It's what I live and breathe. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm back to myself, and I'm ready for whatever they put in my way now. Do you know what I mean? So it's never a problem.
When you, obviously you're over in America and you talked about personal issues, but the issues obviously with the gym as well, with James Krause's gym, and you've talked about that before, but how tough was it to get through those issues? Like, how, not just mentally but physically and all that, it must have been so tough.
Man, it was the hardest thing ever, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You gotta get up, and there's not the game waits for nobody. Do you know what I mean? So things have to be parked, things have to be dealt with, and you just got to keep going. And that's what makes champions. Do you know what I mean? And that's it's the kilos that make or break. And it's like, well, it shouldn't be that kind of a thought. Do you know what I mean? You should be in the game and nothing else should be going on. You shouldn't be in situations like this. Do you know what I mean? So you just got to stay solid and keep your head buried in the gym and keep your head buried in the game and don't let nothing take you away from it, and keep that positivity and keep that belief in yourself and just keep working towards what you want and keep working towards them dreams that I've had since I've been a young boy.
Is like, would you say all the problems are cleared up, everything is good, and now you're on the trajectory? Is it something you have to kind of work with day by day?
Nah, man, I'm good. I'm fucking, do you know what I mean? I got nothing going on. Just my only thing I got to worry about is training. Do you know what I mean? Which I love. Do you know what I mean? That's what I've been doing since I've been young. It's what I left school for, to go and pursue my dream. And I feel like I feel like that kid again.
We'll get back to Higo in a second, but the training. Like, I remember we spoke before, I don't know, it was before the last fight or the fight before, and you spoke about, first of all, having trained with James Krause in that gym and then trained more in America and now over in Bangtan in Thailand as well. And we spoke about the striking, and you talked about how your striking had come along. And that was probably, you said, it might have been 2 years ago at this stage. How far along do you think your striking has come now? And obviously your whole mixed martial arts game, but your striking in general, how are you feeling about that now?
Yeah, man, I feel great. I feel great everywhere. I've got coaches, Frank and George Hickman, and then you've got Conor McBride and like Brad Riddell, and all the striking aspects, man. So I've got the whole game covered. Do you know what I mean? So I've got absolutely no worries, no issues anywhere with anyone.
Is it difficult to become comfortable in all areas? Because we looked at you from, you know, I've been watching you since you were probably 16, 17 years of age. And who was your man you fought at Cage Warriors? Wood. He was like 42 or so, wasn't he?
Matt Mullen.
Matt Mullen, yeah, that one. And like,
he was like 4 weeks above me.
Yeah, but you looked like you show that fight to anyone. You look on the ground, you look so comfortable. And like, has it taken time to find that comfortability on the feet as well? And you feel like you're there now?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like, do you know what I mean? Watch me against Patchy Mix.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I look comfortable enough against that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't get touched, do you know what I mean, against one of the best bantamweights in the world. Didn't touch me on the feet. Do you know what I mean? So defeat's not a problem.
I wanted to ask you about that Patchy Mix fight because, like, you know, as you said, like, you've been doing it 15 years now. Eventually people are going to have to realize you're good at it. But, like, if you look at that Patchy Mix fight, look what he's done since. Like, it's impossible to not say you're good. Do a bit of MMA maths in there because of the how close that fight was and how competitive that fight was. You must look back at that and it must give you, like, you know, extra comfort.
That was a fucking great fight, wasn't it? I watched that back about a few weeks ago, actually. But just as a fan, do you know what I mean? It's one that was like, the bastard caught me. Do you know what I mean? But just watching it, man, that was an unbelievable fight. Like, that's one of the highest level fights, from the grappling exchanges to the exchanges on the feet. How he did catch me, it was unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? It was a high level fight. But as I said at the start of the interview, man, I'm not in this to get praise from anybody. I don't go off praise. I'm in here to win fights, become the best martial artist I can be, fucking make bank, and win world titles. Do you know what I mean? So I really don't give a fuck what people think I'm good or not. As long as I'm taking them boxes for myself, I'm good, mate. I'm fucking good. And it's not too, it's like, that's kind of the first fight where I'd look back as like a fan of the sport and be like, wow, that was a good one. Do you know what I mean? That was a good fight. You know what I mean? And whatever, but it fucking eats me alive that I got caught, but fuck it, that's why I'm in this game, is to fix these mistakes, to put myself in situations like that so that I can become the better version of myself.
Also, I remember the day before that there was like little bits of rumors the fight wasn't going to happen because he missed the weight.
The fight was off for hours. That was the maddest. That was like the maddest situation. The fight was off. It was on. It was on. It was fucking back and forward for hours. So I kind of went off the rails for a bit and was like eating what I shouldn't have been eating and stuff. But then the night happened the way it happened and the fight played out the way it played. And that's just the way these things are. There's no excuses or none of this. And a lot of people know about him missing weight. And so, well, it's like, yeah, he missed weight, but then we agreed to fight it a different way. So technically, he didn't, because I agreed to fight him at that weight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you get paid a little bit more to fight at that bigger weight?
Yeah, but nice. It's, 100% I got compensated for it. But, and I didn't just get the 20% of his price. That's for sure. But the way everyone's like, oh, but if he hadn't missed weight, and it's like, yeah, but he missed weight on the first agreement, and then we made a new agreement. And then we fought.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there is no excuses. No excuses that I feel like I'm a better fighter and I feel like I can beat him. But the better man won on the night.
And like, I talked to you about 30 seconds after he missed the weight as well, and you were like, this fight's going to happen. Like, so like, it's not as if that's a conjecture or anything like that. That's a fact. What about the weight classes though? Obviously, you know, you've moved up to 145 now. Is there still a bit of unfinished business at 135, or do you think the future is 145 for you?
Mate, I'm walking around 78 kilo. Do you know what I mean? It's just hard. It's like I don't train. Do you know what I mean? I just starve myself for weeks and weeks and weeks. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking 30 odd pounds to lose, and it's not feasible. It's not doable. It is doable, but it's just not worth it. Compensating the injuries, compensating my performance. And whatever, now if they put fucking big, big, big money on the line to go and face Patchy for the belt again, then best better bollocks that I'm going to 135. Do you know what I mean? But it's definitely not in my interest.
Obviously, PFL have a 145 division, and you know, there's still, I suppose, a little bit of conjecture between what divisions will be in Bellator and PFL and all of that. Is there something in your future for PFL as well? Would you like to enter that tournament in future? Would you like to?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to fight Higo. That's just the thing that's in my focus. And then after that, I'm going to get a title shot. So that's where my focus is at. Do you know what I mean? And whatever comes my way then after that, then I'll welcome it. Do you know what I mean? But it's definitely in the sights, but it's not my focus. My focus is solely on Higo now. And going and getting the job done next week or in 2 weeks now.
Do you think it's more feasible though now that you know you wouldn't have to cut that weight, that you could fight more regularly? I know that's been a frustration for you. I know injuries and other stuff as well, but surely not cutting weight will help that too.
since my last fight, I've been straight back into training. I haven't had one injury. I haven't had to take it. I got sick once for a while that I had to get something sorted, but like I was fine in a couple of weeks, you know what I mean? So other than just an illness, I've had absolutely no problems in training. I feel like a proper athlete. I'm able to do strength conditioning properly. I'm eating lots of food. I'm like going training, refueling, recovering, feeling like an athlete. Do you know what I mean? And feeling strong and feeling fit. So I feel like why not go a few times a year? Let's why not go four times this year? That's what I want.
So let's talk about Higo. What do you think of him as a fighter? Obviously, it's changed over only a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure he was preparing and getting ready for a fight as well. But what do you think about him, like as a fighter and as a match for yourself?
This fight is supposed to happen a few times, so I know his style. So I believe he's dangerous, but not that good. Is where the fight against Jeremy wasn't dangerous, but he's very good. So he is. And it's just a different approach that you have to take in these kind of challenges. So, man, I feel like I've been dealing with people like Higo my whole fucking career. You know what I mean? Thai boxer and feet and good jiu-jitsu. And I welcome anything he brings. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Do you think like you're well more equipped now, obviously training over in Thailand for so long to deal with someone on him in the feet is like, we know what you can do on the ground, but for Higo on the feet, like I suppose the challenge for him is kind of the length and you know, he likes to fight a real outside distance and make people cover ground so he can counter him. Is that the sort of thing you've been, I suppose, working on, and how would you think that'll fare against him?
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be countering me. I'm way too fast for him on the feet, and I think my hands are too clean for him. I think we put him on the edge of me, jab him, get him very frustrated, and make him swing and make him miss. And then before I know it, I'll have him on his back, and then I'll be on his back.
In the jiu-jitsu realm, right, so over the last few years, there's been like a massive downturn in submissions, finishing fights, especially at a higher level, which obviously you're fighting at now. He has a lot of submission wins. You have a lot of submission wins. Do you think going forward that, you know, big submissions, big wins is still feasible, I suppose, at the very top level?
It depends. So it is. So like the way that I grapple and the way that I apply submissions, then yes, it's definitely feasible. But just submissions in general, no, it's definitely changing. It's not they're just not as feasible no more. There's a lot of people that, they're putting a lot of defense into like anti-grappling, so it shuts it down. It shuts down the bottom game, shutting down the hips, shutting down the postures and stuff like that. So it's a bit more difficult to get submissions. But the way that I apply pressure and the way that I strike on the ground, my chokes are definitely feasible, and they're going to be next week.
Last couple of things for me, Jens. I really appreciate the time. What's it going to be like back in front of that home crowd? Obviously, you know, Strabane is not too far away from Belfast, and a lot of people will come across to see it. I'm sure the national anthem will be gone off and a few more songs as well. Talk us through what that's going to be like.
Off the place, I can't fucking wait. It's going to be, it's the Jimmy Show, mate. It's the Jimmy Show. We have never once have we not blew the roof off the place, and this one's going to be no different, and I'm looking forward to be back where I belong. Do you know what I mean? Back in Ireland, this is where I should be fighting, this is where I should be shining, and this is where I should be making my mark as the next superstar to come out of here.
And then the last thing, June 22nd, they're back in Dublin. Is that the next day you're looking at? Is that where you want to be next?
100%. So it is, let's fucking go. I'll be on the plane back the week after, and I'll be in the gym again and getting ready to go. And I'm planning going on a run. Do you know what I mean? And I want to do it here in Ireland. Do you know what I mean? Against the best fans in the world. And I want to come here and put on the shows for my own people. I don't want to be fighting in other places. Not that I would say no to it. But this is where I want to be. And this is where I love to fight. And people know that when they come to my shows. It's the best nights out going. Do you know what I mean? So let's fucking do it.
And let's end it on this. So you beat Higo. You turn around, you fight in Dublin. If that happens, you'll probably be fighting for the title against either Patricio or Jeremy. Who's it going to be?
I think Jeremy. I think Pitbull might have had his day, but I don't count him out. I just can't count. You can't count someone like that out. If he puts one on Jeremy's chin, then Jeremy's going to sleep. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's going to be a boring fight, and I think Jeremy's going to win.
James, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing the fight next week. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.